Well, the National Farm Machinery Show, right off the top of things, you think about tractors, combines, field implements. But equally as important, operations in the livestock industry have new technology, especially in the dairy business. Dan Flicker with D. Lavelle is debuting some new technologies in the dairy industry. And Dan, one of the most popular displays you had was a video depicting the rotary stall dairy systems you have out there. Now, talk to us about these new rotary milker systems.
Well, the thing with the rotary milker system is that you can get more turns per hour. You're running it more like a huge milking factory. It takes fewer operators to produce more milk. And these big dairies go by how many pounds of milk you can produce per hour of labor. Where a conventional parlor will maybe do 4 or 5 turns an hour, and a rotary you can get 7 and 8 turns an hour with the same amount of people. Also, the rotary... the person stands in one spot and attaches, preps, attaches. And we're in a conventional parlor. That person has to walk and move around, and so you take some time out of there doing that. The biggest thing on these dairies is that these rotary parlors, the cows are just like mesmerized when they go around there. They love to ride around. Most of them are chewing the cud. They're content. They usually don't mess very much on the deck. And the operators like it, but we also have to change operators about every couple hours. We rotate them so they don't get bored with the one job. So pounds per hour on a rotary are fabulous, and not a whole lot more than a conventional parlor. It's just that you get more turns, and that's where it pays to have the rotary parlor.
As we describe the actual flow of cattle into the parlor, you've basically got a shoot in and a shoot out, and as you watch it, a cow comes into that chute about every 7 seconds.
That's correct, yep. And in the holding area, there is a gate called behind it called a crowd gate, and so that keeps the cows bunched together so they do keep moving forward too. It doesn't push them, but it reduces the area every time a cow walks in. And the same on the exit. On the exit side, then they go through a system of gates where they can be sorted out if some needs a vet check or if there's some ailment that the milker noticed. They can program that in and cut the cow automatically too.
As you see the parlor, the deck rotate, there's some variability between the different operations. How many cows are on the deck at one time? How many cows come through in an hour to give the dairy some options depending on their size?
That's correct. The two videos we have here, one's a 64-stall rotary at St. Peter, Minnesota, and they're running about 350 cows an hour through that, and the other are 435 cows an hour. No, excuse me, 350 cows an hour. The other one is an 80-stall out in Arizona, and they're running about 545 cows an hour through that. You can speed the rotary up or you can slow it down, but you run it at the maximum you can to keep everything moving and for cow flow and for efficient operator management.
Economically speaking, and I don't mean necessarily talking just the cost of the unit per se, but what's the threshold in terms of number of cow units that you're milking where a unit like this starts to make economic sense?
Well, personally, I think anything over a double 24 parlor, you need to start looking at a rotary because of the turns per hour. You're going to have more dollars, but you get more turns, so the investment's paid off quicker, even if it's a higher investment. But somewhere around there, double 24 to double 30, after that I would definitely consider rotary. And we have them 28-stall rotaries as well for smaller dairies. So we build them from 28 up to 90-stall.
You mentioned to me that a lot of these products that you're debuting here at the National Farm Machinery Show have been in Europe for a while and are now coming over to the United States. How widely adopted is a technology like the rotary parlor in the United States?
It's being widely accepted. They've been around for a number of years. In fact, D. Lavelle had a rotary in the late 60s, early 70s. And the issue wasn't the rotary as much as the electronics that were on it back in those days. The electronics weren't made for the environment that a milking facility has with a lot of moisture and water. The electronics in the last 7, 8, 10 years have gotten so much better that now rotaries are being accepted more again because it's a little harder to wash them. You sit there, they wash these down with fire hoses, things like that. So the concern was the electronics. Now they're being widely accepted because of the fact that of the turns per hour again. The production per man hour of milk is a lot higher on a rotary.
in related technologies, you mentioned the electronics there. How are we improving the data collection or different metrics of the dairy and helping producers to harness those numbers, if you will?
Okay, well, at De La Valle, we have two systems. We have an AFI milk system, and we also have an Alpro system. Both will do basically the same thing. We sell both systems, but that's all the data is gathered in those systems. In the morning, before milking, the herdsman is given a list of problem cows. So with these systems, you milk by exception. So you only, if you've got 2,400 cows, you don't need to know about all 2,400. You just need to know the ones that are having an ailment. Their production might have been down the day before. Their activity maybe is a little less because you notice that on the activity meter. So those are the cows you need to have sorted out. So you'll program those in right away before the milking. As they leave the parlor, they'll be sorted into a vet check area where there's one or two vets to check them, and they either move back in a string or they go to the hospital barn or the other areas that they need to go to.
Dan Flickers with De La Valle out of Minnesota, and my guest here in the barn.